Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
A piece of a 5,800-pound battery pallet tossed from NASA's ISS, the International Space Station, crashed through a Florida home and nearly killed the homeowner's son. NASA's investigating it to determine the origin, but it's reportedly owned by NASA, but it was deployed by Japan. So, I mean, almost killed a person. Oh my gosh. And they think it's from a 5,800-pound battery pallet. The object itself, because I think the headline is misleading, was a 2-pound cylindrical object that they recovered, and they're trying to figure out if it's space junk or if NASA's responsible for it. I mean, there's like video of it hitting this house. It's just wild. I mean, good heavens. And it went through the roof, went through the floor, into the basement, like busted right through his floor. He's got to replace his wood floor, everything. It's just wild. It just like fell right through the roof. But thankfully, nobody was hurt, but good heavens. That's like the last thing that you expect. So, you know, something from outer space comes flying through your house and good grief. Let's see. Also, if I can get this up because, okay, another day, another Safari doesn't want to work. A Florida man sued Disney after a ferry boat crashed into a dock and sent him into a trash can. Golly. Was Frank from Always Sunny driving this thing? Yeah. Florida man sued Disney after a ferry boat crashed into a dock, sent him into the trash can, according to the lawsuit. They said that it was filed in Orange County. Justin Tripp filed suit Monday regarding the incident that happened on board a ferry boat. They said he was being instructed onto the boat by crew members who said that he'd have to stand for the ride because it was so crowded. And he was standing in the back part of the boat. And as it approached the dock, he says it didn't slow down at all. It was going at a pretty high rate of speed. Passengers were being thrown about and it hit it. And he was thrown into a steel pillar where he hit his head and neck and then fell into a trash can. And he said that none of the crew members warned anybody about potential collision with the dock. And he also said the theme park breached its duty to use reasonable care. He got several injuries, he said. So
is it me or is there a lot of boating vessels running into things lately?
Yeah, there is. And they're not women drivers, oddly enough. They're dude. I think some of these dudes are the women, like the boating people. Yeah. I don't know.
The water makes them women drivers?
Yeah, the water kind of does something to you. I don't know. It just, because we have too many of these headlines. It's kind of wild. Let's see here. We also have Florida man put a car in cruise control and then decided that he was going to speed down the highway while standing up through the sunroof. Don't do that. No. Let's just not say he did. No. Can you imagine? I just think of that. One of my favorite movies. It's the best chick flick that's out there. It's called Death Proof. It's a Quentin Tarantino. It was part of the twofer, Planet Terror, and then Death Proof. Death Proof is great. And it always, like, if never put your feet up on the dashboard in the passenger side if you're on a road trip, and that movie will tell you why in a horrific fashion. And I just was thinking about this when I was reading the story. So this guy stood up through the sunroof. He was charged with reckless driving. And then, of course, he also had all types of prescription medication that wasn't his. And he got in trouble. You can't do that. It's dangerous and you're gonna kill somebody, and just don't be doing that. Don't do it. Let's see this. Oh no, I am not reading this. No.
Not even a little.
A Florida woman spits on a bus driver and then claimed to be protecting her. You know that Alan Jackson song? The Hoochie Coochie? Okay, literally, I'm going to save this for tomorrow because it's going to take me a while to ease into this one. It's guys, it's bad. It's that bad. You can thank Amber, Florida woman Amber, for that. Yeah, she's on call. I'm calling her out. Stick with us. Third hour on the way. Our partners over at Hillsdale College, an actual educational institution, they're doing this survey right now on presidential selection. And the reason why Hillsdale's doing this is because the left has been going crazy pushing, you know, the abolishment of the Electoral College, which is anti-American and insane, but that's what they've been pushing. And so Hillsdale wants to know your thoughts about this. They have this survey on presidential selection that you can take at Dana4Hillsdale.com. Now, don't think that this is a pipe dream from the left. I mean, the radical left-wing activists have been trying to do away with the Electoral College for years. 18 states so far have signed on to overhaul how presidents are elected. And so this survey is designed to help Hillsdale understand the views of mainstream Americans on this very critical issue. And you can help them in their future work defending liberty by giving your input. They want what you think. And Hillsdale's a small Christian classical liberal arts college in southern Michigan. And they were founded to offer the kind of education needed to preserve civil and religious liberties. They were established in 1844. So visit Dana4Hillsdale.com and start your national survey on presidential selection right now. That's Dana4Hillsdale.com. Riley Gaines, who is the author of Swimming Against the Current, Fighting for Common Sense in a World That Lost Its Mind. It's actually just out right now. It's just out this week. Congratulations, Riley, and thanks for being here.
Of course, Dana. Thank you so much for having me on.
Of course. You retweeted this. Did that kind of surprise you, the pushback that Bucker got, considering the situation that you and other athletes have found themselves in? I mean, you're fighting to just be represented in competition, and he is actually supporting women, and they criticized him for it.
You make a phenomenal point, and I hadn't really thought of it in that way, but the same people who are criticizing Harrison Bucker are the same people who are advocating for men to infiltrate into our sports, into our locker rooms, into our sororities, into our prisons. Senator Ted Cruz had some phenomenal questioning yesterday in the U.S. Senate on that topic. It's mind-blowing. And I thought it was pretty good that this reporter said, oh, he speaks ill of women. If you watch his commencement speech, he was in tears speaking about his wife, how wonderful his wife is, how he celebrates his wife, how what she accomplishes and what she does in her everyday role as a mom and as a wife is phenomenal and something that only women can do. That's not speaking ill of women. So I could not have been more excited to see Coach Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes. I'm sure there are several other of his teammates who defended him. And what I thought was beautiful was they said, look, we've known this guy for years, 7 years, Patrick Mahomes said. And he said, I know his character. Mm-hmm. And that's something that the media has not reported on this, which I think speaks volumes to the team, the leadership on that team, and of course to Harrison Bucker.
You mentioned we're talking with Riley Gaines. Her new book out, Swimming Against the Current, is out this week. Senator Ted Cruz, it was a hearing that involved prison, incarceration. And we've talked about this before on this program as it relates to California. We've had some women's advocacy groups. It's weird how you find common ground with some of the groups that you find common ground with. And I was really frankly stunned, Riley, at some of the stories that I heard from these advocates talking about women who are imprisoned. And then there are men who say, you know what, we feel like identifying, you know, right at the start of their trial, we feel like identifying as a woman. They're like repeat rapists, you know, serial rapists. And they're going to be housed with the women because of how they identify. They don't have to do any, no surgery, no other evidence, nothing, just their words, because now we're trusting rapists now. But this is, it's not, it's not anecdotal. It's like happening all over California, not just California, but now this is being adopted through the prison system. And you made a point because you really like Ted Cruz's response to this. What are your thoughts on that? Because this goes far beyond sports now.
Oh, of course it does. Yeah, to your point, I mean, this is happening in regard to what's happening in prisons. It's happening in New York, Indiana, New Jersey, Ohio, wow. Kansas, of course, in California. You know, in California, in recent weeks, there were over 1,600 men apply to be women to get into women's prisons. Most of these men, as you said, serial rapists convicted of some of the most heinous, awful crimes imaginable, that being sexual crimes, kidnapping, child pornography, and they're getting in to these women's prisons. You know what they did on Super Bowl Sunday? These correctional officers in California worked overtime, clocked in overtime hours to go into these all women's facilities and install condom dispensers and dental dams. So not only now allowing for sexual intercourse in prisons, which is supposed to be, I mean, that's not supposed to happen. It's almost as if they're encouraging this. And it's because they installed these condom dispensers, because HIV and AIDS are now running rampant in women's prisons, because these male inmates who were formerly at male institutions have contracted HIV and AIDS, and now are spreading it through women's facilities. Women are being impregnated by these men. It's heartbreaking, is what it is.
So they go through the trial. They're serving their sentence. They're taking their penalty for the crimes that they committed. But I never at any point has it ever, and now they're just supposed to assume that they're going to be sexually violated, almost that it's as if it's this unspoken condition of penalty that they have to endure this.
And the sad thing is, many of these women are victims of some sort of domestic violence previously in their past life when they were able to roam free. And now they're being traumatized in that same way by these men. And the craziest thing to me about this hearing yesterday on Capitol Hill was this was a hearing for the federal judges. This judge that Ted Cruz, Senator Kennedy had some awesome questioning, Senator Lee did as well. This judge that they were questioning is who Biden nominated to be a federal district court judge of the Southern District of New York. That's who he nominated. This woman should be nowhere near a court. She should be imprisoned alongside this man, if that's what she thinks is truly fair.
Yeah, fair. Exactly. We're talking with Riley Gaines, her new book out, Swimming Against the Current. I wanted to talk to you about this because everybody knows your story. I think you really, especially as it relates to women in sports, I don't really think there was a lot of national discussion until you stepped out and really sacrificed, you know, quite a lot. You were really viciously attacked by a lot of people, and it was incredibly shameful to see. Just to stand up for the integrity of women's competitions. And there's a part in your book, because you get really personal in this, that I was unaware of. I did track and field and soccer throughout school. We didn't even have a swimming team in my high school, and so I was completely unfamiliar. You had a piece in here early on, a portion of your book where you're talking about the suits that you wear and how really constraining they are for, you know, obviously for reasons to reduce drag, all this other stuff. But you paint a very clear picture of how, you know, there's no modesty in the locker room, and you're in there and you're squirming to get in your suit and everything's just open to the world, you know, at least in the locker room. And you still had to do that even with Leah Thomas, a man who you are saying is like really 6'4", is in there with you. That, I mean, I actually stopped reading it at that point, and I couldn't believe that you all were subject. There was a lot that people didn't know, Riley, a lot that people didn't know. That is, I mean, that's insane that you were having to do that in front of a man, and there was no explanation ever made to you. No one ever went in and said, ladies, we have a man who's going to be on the team now. He's going to be in the locker room. No one ever set you all up for anything but failure with that.
No, you're entirely right. And not only did they not forewarn us that this would be the arrangement, they told us that we were the problem if we opposed this. They told us that we were the bigots. We had to go to psychological services, seriously, to train ourselves to be okay with this. Re-education services, of course, provided through none other than the LGBTQ education centers on campus. And yeah, to your point, and I want you to put your daughter, you know, put yourself in our shoes, but more importantly, put your daughter in our shoes. Swimming locker rooms, not a place of modesty. These suits, as you said, your racing suits that you put on, it takes about 20 minutes to really poke and prod yourself into these suits, 20 minutes of which you're fully exposed. You have your back turned, again, putting on this suit. And all of a sudden you hear a man's voice in that changing space, and you turn around and you look up, and there's a 6'4", 22-year-old man, fully intact, fully naked, fully exposing himself inches away from where you were simultaneously undressing. It was feelings of betrayal. It was feelings of utter violation. It was traumatizing, really, and not even necessarily traumatizing because of what we were forced to see or how we were forcibly exploited. It was traumatizing for me to know just how easy it was for those people who created and enforced these policies to totally dismiss our rights to privacy without even a second thought, without even bare minimum forewarning us that this would be the arrangement.
You're shamed for your own instincts of self-protection. And that it seems like women are being rewired for that.
And that's the common theme that we see across the board. I was just at SUNY Cortland, a college in New York. I was speaking on their campus, and I went to the restroom, and I was appalled. Again, a college campus, to see what was staring back at me on the bathroom stall door. It says, it was a flyer, and this flyer says, "Do you feel like someone is using the wrong bathroom? Do not stare at them. Do not challenge them. Do not insult them. Do not purposefully make them feel uncomfortable. Do respect their privacy. Do respect their identity, and do carry on with your day." And I sat there and I read this and I thought to myself, you know, I mean, what's really the underlying message here? And my husband was with me and I told him to go check the men's restroom. Of course, this flyer was not in the men's restroom. But in thinking about what they were really saying, just as you said, Dana, what they're telling you to do is ignore your gut instincts. Don't believe what your eyes are telling you or what your ears are hearing. Let your guard down, shut up, and pull your pants down anyways. Mm. That's the message I got from this flyer in this bathroom.
It's shameful. And it's always been more than just about competition and sports. It really is. It is about that. It's a subjugation of women, and it's making us forget, you know, our instincts in protecting ourselves. It's horrible. And you've been leading the fight on this and getting a lot of flack for it. And we appreciate you doing it, because it's for everybody's daughters and sons. The book, Swimming Against the Current, Fighting for Common Sense in a World That's Lost Its Mind. It's a very, very, very honest, transparent book. And I'm sure it wasn't easy to write some of the stuff that you did, but I think it's necessary so people can really fully understand what's at stake here. Riley Gaines, congratulations on the book. Keep fighting the good fight, and it's good to talk with you. Thank you so much.
You too, Dana. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Take care. Our partners over at Kel-Tech, American made, Florida origin. Florida born and bred. Well, yeah, I mean, they're made in America and based in Florida. And I love the story behind Kel-Tech. It's like one of the most all-American stories ever. You have a guy who immigrates to the United States. He's born in Sweden, George Kellgren, and establishes Kel-Tech in 1991, and has been making some really innovative stuff ever since. You've seen a lot of it in different movies and on my wall here in the studio, but a very, very innovative designer and always quality. And their sub 2K Gen 3, this is just one example. This is the one that's been shipping. That's an upgraded version I have the Gen 2. The Gen 3, this is a 9mm carbine that you can just straight up fold in half, just twist, fold right in half, but you don't have to take your optics off anymore. No detaching out the optics to do that. It folds with the optics all attached. You don't have to mess with it. And they've also lightened the action for easy racking. You have an ambidextrous bolt hold open, redesigned trigger as well for a light and 5-pound pull. All quality made right here in America, in Florida. America needs more all-American stories like Kel-Tech and more companies like Kel-Tech. See not just the Gen 3, but the KSG, everything that they have to offer at KelTechWeapons.com, and be sure to follow them on social media. Sign up for that Kel-Tech Insider so you can get heads up on all their new products. KelTechWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick 5.
Man, people, stop being skanky. ABC, not you all. ABC News says STIs, including gonorrhea, syphilis, like everything, are increasing globally. The number of new syphilis cases rose to 8 million in 2022. Isn't that what made Van Gogh actually cut his ear off? Is that what the clap is? Is that what they call the clap? We need to know more about drugs and this stuff in order for these headlines, I feel like. You know, we need to have like a Vice reporter, but like someone who's just like a bum off the street, you know, like, yeah, I know about this stuff. And then they can give us like expert reporting on these, because I'm just curious. Anyway, they're increasing for curable STIs. They said all of the chlamydia is a clap. That's the other one. They said that they're responsible for 1 million infections daily. What in the world is happening? Stop. Now, the Mpox stuff. Now we have, what is this fever? Dengue fever?
Dengue.
Yeah, that is not dengue. The correct pronunciation of those last two vowels, sir.
It is.
Dengue fever that is apparently causing all kinds of problems in Latin America, and it's going through Miami now. It's a mosquito-borne illness. Why do we have mosquitoes? Why? And they said it's doubled this year. People carry it back from the Caribbean and
Are those Bill Gates mosquitoes?
Are those the Gates mosquitoes?
I bet you they are.
I don't know. I can't tell if they're wearing little eyeglasses or not.
Damn,
I gotta look. If they look nerdy and they have pocket protectors, then I'll know. Let me like zero. He's the only nerd who didn't buff out. You notice, like Mark Zuckerberg started working out
right.
and getting buff, and then what's his face? Jeff Bezos,
right.
same thing.
Yeah, same
started working
him.
Out. Bill Gates was like, nope, gonna keep it nerdy. Not gonna do it. Just going to buy all your cows and your mosquitoes. Anyway, so they had 4 million cases of this dengue fever in Brazil alone. Puerto Rico announced its first dengue-related death. They declared a health emergency in March. I don't want to need to see any skeeters up here. I don't want to see why can't they kill all the mosquitoes, right? Is there a way to do that? You can engineer so many things. Vivek Ramaswamy acquired an activist stake. It's a little over 7% in BuzzFeed. Most Americans Most Americans falsely think that the U.S. is in a recession. It's not a false thought, guys. An American Airlines claims that a 9-year-old should have known that she was being recorded in an airplane bathroom because a member of the staff apparently was recording her in the airplane bathroom. S.S. Thompson of North Carolina was indicted. It was a Boston-bound American Airlines flight. And they said, yeah, she surreptitiously recorded this passenger. What? I want to switch it up for you and talk to you about a business opportunity that I wish I would have undertaken. I'm actually really upset about this. I can't believe I didn't think about this. So apparently there were women that paid $4,000 to go out in nature and like smack some sticks around. And I've seen this on a number of different, I've seen videos, different videos of this all over X. I've seen it first appeared on YouTube. And there was a thing called Concerned Citizen that had tweeted it. And it said that these women, apparently this was like this organized thing. And these women, it's a rage ritual retreat is what it's called. And they organized this rage ritual retreat for women to go out into nature and bash sticks on the ground to deal with anger. And I just got to point out, they're on a path. They didn't even leave the paved path to do this. Watch this, because this is not a joke. And I just don't know why I didn't come up with this business idea. This is the
rage ritual retreat. Would you pay $4,000 to swing big sticks and scream in the woods with the aim of releasing your anger?
It is imperative that we allow ourselves safe spaces to release this fiery, hot emotion from within us.
So it's called the Rage Ritual Retreat, and the founder's name is Mia, and she describes herself as a spiritual fairy godmother and is known online as Mia Magic.
You're gonna need big sticks.
Right now, I feel angry. Right now, I feel frustrated. Everything, whatever you're feeling, let it out. Express yourself.
Now, participants are encouraged to scream, to think of people and experiences that have wronged them, and swing big sticks.
This is literally, it's a temper tantrum that they call a rage ritual. And I don't know, why do you have to pay $4,000 to do this, number one? And the first trek that they went to with this Mia Banducci lady was to go to Scotland to do this. Why couldn't you just like go do this in your backyard, first off, number one? Number two, why do you have to pay? Because the ticket prices range from $2,000 to $4,000. The one-day version is $222 per ticket, and that's just one day to go with her into the woods and do that. And then they apparently have sacred rage ceremonies, and so they pay money. First off, I gotta give props for people who are like, yeah, if you pay me $200 a day, you can walk into the woods with me and scream your head off and bang a stick on the ground, and actually have the brass, right, to like expect money for that. I gotta give props for that, because that's pretty bold, right? Also, why didn't I think about this? Like they didn't even get off the beaten path. Somebody said they didn't get off the beaten path. They didn't. They're on a paved road. And all of these videos where these chicks are out in nature screeching and hollering, they don't even get off the paved road. They don't actually go into nature. They stay right on the damn road. But what happens if you were to like show up at one of these events with your own stick and you didn't pay the fee and you're just like on the periphery and you just want to do it too? Like, can they run you out of nature? Who does this? What the hell's wrong with these women? You know these women are all Democrats. First off, you know they are. They said that they hold these rituals in the woods so people can make noise without fear of bothering other people nearby. Because they all sound like dying animals. I will say that, which I would be kind of afraid if you're going up into Canada and you're making this noise that a bear would think that you are an injured animal and would try to come and eat you. $222. Why am I not doing this? Like, no, I mean like holding it and like charging these broads money. Can you imagine? A secret rage ceremony. Come out into the wilderness with a stick. You need to touch grass more. And this is something that Steve noted. If you think that this is like getting in touch with nature, you need to touch grass more. But how? I guess the economy is not affecting these broads. If they can spend $200 a day to go out and do this kind of stuff and pay someone else to legitimize their tantrum by giving it, you know, a goopy name like Rage Ritual. This is wild.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.